Well, President Trump promised a crackdown, and now a government contractor has been charged with leaking secrets about Russian interference with the U.S. election. Here's our chief White House correspondent, Major Garrett.
Late last month, President Trump described leaks of classified information as a grave threat to our national security. Mr. Trump's Justice Department has now charged 25-year-old Reality Lee Winner, a National Security Agency contract employee, with leaking a top-secret report on Russian election hacking. Winner, whose social media postings sharply criticized President Trump, faces up to 10 years in prison. Winner's stepfather, Gary Davis.
She's dedicated, you know, to trying to make the world better, a better place.
The charge was filed less than 2 hours after the online publication The Intercept posted the document. According to court documents, Winner was one of just six individuals who printed a copy of the NSA report. She allegedly mailed that copy to The Intercept, and computer records show she was also in email contact with the publication.
Well, the leaks are real.
Shortly after taking office, President Trump lashed out at what he calls low-life leakers.
I've actually called the Justice Department to look into the leaks. Those are criminal leaks.
Leaks have long bedeviled presidents, but prosecutions were rare until the Obama administration. According to the ACLU, the Obama Justice Department prosecuted 8 cases of national security leaks, more than double all previous administrations combined. The Winner case comes as the president's faith in his attorney general may be waning. Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
Last question. How would you describe the president's level of confidence in the attorney general, Jeff Sessions?
I have not had a discussion with him about that.
Spicer was given not one but two chances to express the president's confidence in Sessions and did not. Scott, only yesterday via Twitter, the president publicly criticized the Justice Department's handling of the travel ban litigation, and he remains irked about Sessions' decision to recuse himself from the Russia investigation.
Major Garrett at the White House this evening. Major, thank you.